has now taken the veil of partition and given common people like you and I access to the Holy of Holy of Holies. You and I.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joshua Halleck. I'm here in Chicago and so excited about what God is doing through this series, Presence. It's all about the presence of God, how it changes our lives, how it sets us apart, and how it leads us into what God has called us to. Pastor Mark Jobe is going to be sharing in just a moment the second half of a message called, Am I Showing Yet? And it's all about how in God's presence we are changed. In fact, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says that we reflect the Lord's glory and we are being transformed into His likeness. It's a powerful thought that as you spend time in the presence, the real manifest presence of Almighty God, you are transformed to become more like Him. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. May God transform you a little more right now as you hear His word.
The most significant symbolic thing that occurred when Jesus Christ died was that deep within the Jewish temple, in the most sacred place of this magnificent building, there was a veil, a thick, strong, 30-foot veil, more or less, that separated the normal part of the temple from the inner sanctuary of the temple called the Holy of Holies. No one was allowed to enter into the Holy of Holies except the high priest once a year after he had sacrificed and animals and purified himself. And even then, he had a robe with little bells around the fringes of his robe, and they would tie a rope around his ankle in case he walked into the Holy of Holies unclean and God would strike him dead. They were not allowed to go in there, so they were prepared to drag his body out if God struck him. How would you like that job? When Jesus died on the cross, the day and the moment that Jesus breathed his last, something happened to that veil. It split or tore in two, not from the bottom on up, but from the top on down, symbolizing God has now taken the veil of partition and given common people like you and I access to the Holy of Holy of Holies. You and I now can walk boldly into the throne of God. Boldly. We don't need a high priest to intercede for us. We don't need a priest, a rabbi, a clergy, a pastor to ask or talk to God for us. We now, as people washed by the blood of the Lamb, can come directly before the holiness of God because Jesus Christ has torn the veil in two. Well, I know some of you come to me and say, Pastor, because you haven't understood it yet. Once in a while, I'll have someone come to me and say, Pastor, could you tell God this for me? Could you really tell God that I need this and I have this prayer request? Please tell God that and please ask God for this. And I want to say, listen, I'm happy to pray for you, but I am not your mediator. And let me tell you something, is no priest on earth is your mediator. Oh, I know I'm going to step on some toes here, so don't get up and walk out. Just wait till the end, and then you can be mad at me. There is no saint. No saint that is your mediator. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. I really love Saint so-and-so. I got him in my heart, under my pillow, hanging over my bed. I understand. But nowhere in Scripture will you find the Bible telling you that you should pray to a saint to be your mediator. Nowhere. Listen, there is one mediator between God and man, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You go straight to God the Father through Jesus the Son, because you have access. You have direct access through Jesus, the veil ripper. That is the beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you, as a layperson, without theological education, without ordination, without any robes or any kind of incense, can come while you're walking down the street. You can raise your voice to heavens, and you can step boldly into the throne of God and find grace that comes through your relationship with Jesus. This is the power and the beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul says that when anybody turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Number two, not only do we have bold access, but we also become confident about our freedom. Notice what it says in verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Who is the Lord? Our Lord Jesus. And our Lord Jesus is whom? The Spirit. Now I know it's confusing because the Bible talks about a triune God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We do not worship three gods. We worship one God that is distinct in function and personality as three, but is the same in their essence and their nature, so that the Son never does anything apart from the Father, and the Father does nothing apart from the Spirit, so they are three in one. You say, Pastor, that's really hard to understand. Welcome to the mysteries of God. Pastor, I don't really understand it. Well, the finite mind of man cannot comprehend the infinite essence of God. There are certain part of God that is just mysterious, bigger than what your finite mind or my finite mind can comprehend. Yet simple enough so that a child can understand the essence of the gospel, but complicated enough so the greatest philosophers, theologians, or scientists cannot even begin to scratch the depth of the mystery of God. But what has been revealed to us in Scripture is that this triune God has always existed as a three-person, one-essence God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Although Jesus is called God the Son, he was not born like you and I would talk about being born. He has always existed with the Father. He is an eternal person. God has never existed apart from the Son or the Spirit. He's always been God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Always. From the beginning. It didn't start out with God the Father that gave birth to God the Son that gave birth to the Holy Spirit. He's always been Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what it tells us in the Gospel of John chapter 1, that the Son has always existed and will always exist. The way that it works is that they are the same essence, the same person, but different functions. So, when it says the Lord is that Spirit, I've illustrated it to you this way before. For example, in prayer, technically in prayer, you are praying to God the Father, who is the sovereign God that sits on the throne. But you have no access to God the Father, as we just understood, unless you come in the name of Jesus, because it's Jesus that allows you to come before the throne of God. When we pray, we have been taught to pray in whose name? And you just thought it was, well, I pray in Jesus' name. No, there's something deeply theologically profound about praying in Jesus' name. Because it's the name of Jesus that gives you access to the throne of God. He is the mediator, the washer, the veil ripper. You don't show up to God and say, hey, God, it's Jose. My neighbors think I'm cool. My mom loves me. I'm like the best of the best of my brothers. So I'm here thinking you should listen to me, God. I come in Jose's name. No, wrong name. Because you, in your righteousness, and no matter what your mother says about you, you are not capable or adequate or qualified to come before God on your own. You come unto God only in Jesus' name because he is the one that's paid the price. He is the one that's died on the cross. He is the one that gives you access to the Father. So you come to the Father in the name of Jesus. Now, the Holy Spirit teaches you how to pray and what to pray. Because sometimes we don't even know how to pray or what to pray. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God searches the mind of God, so he always goes in perfect unison with God. So when I come to pray, it's the Holy Spirit inside of me that prompts me. So I say, Lord, Holy Spirit, teach me to pray. And as I start to pray, it's the Holy Spirit that guides me in my prayer. It's Jesus the Son that gives me access to the Father as a mediator. And it's God the Father who listens and answers my prayer. Does that make sense? Three in one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. When Jesus was on earth, one of the first messages that Jesus ever spoke in the synagogue, he got up, he looked at the audience, and he said, this is found in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me, which means called or given me authority, to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set the oppressed free. Here's what I want you to understand. When the presence of God is ushered into a place, the very first thing that you begin to sense in that place is freedom. Religion and the law brings bondage. The Spirit of Jesus brings freedom.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, Am I Showing Yet? It's from Pastor Mark's brand new series called Presence. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of our message as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3. Tonight's Straight Talk is called, Am I Showing Yet?
There have been so many conversations I've had with people that were unchurched, non-religious people that have come to me and said, Pastor, I don't know exactly why, but the first time I ever visited this church, I sat down in one of the chairs, and as the worship started and as the message began to preach, I found myself crying, holding back tears. I don't know why. And some of you, I've had this, a bunch of people have told me this. I don't know why. And sometimes it would go on for a month that every time they'd walk in this place, suddenly there was an urge to cry. There was a shedding of tears. And I would say, well, what was it? It wasn't that, you know, they were crying because the sound was so loud and they just were crying, no. Or because the person next to him hadn't showered. And, you know, it wasn't grief. It was a sense of breathing the air of freedom. A sense of, I feel the presence of God here. And suddenly I know there's hope for my life. That I felt like there was little hope, but when I enter into the atmosphere where God is, an atmosphere of the presence of God, I begin to feel the grace of God on my life. I can't explain it, I can't describe it, but my spirit is touched and moved by the presence of God, so much so that my body weeps, or sometimes I laugh in joy. I don't really know how to describe it, but in the presence of God, there is freedom. You see, your spirit was meant, created, engineered by God to breathe the air of the freedom of God. There are things in our life that bind us. When Jesus walked into the synagogue, there was a woman that had gone year after year after year, and she was bound by demonic spirits. When Jesus showed up, the spirit cried out, "What do I have to do with you, Son of God?" And she was liberated from her demonic spirits. In another case, there was a woman that was bound over for 18 years, crippled. And when Jesus walked in, she was set free from her being crippled and the oppression she had upon her soul, because Jesus brought a spirit of freedom there. I want you to know that when two or three people gather together in the name of Jesus, He's present among them. We pray that the Spirit of God would be in this place. My prayer is that the essence of God and His Spirit and His power would be present in such a way in this place that when people walk in those doors, they may not be able to describe it, name it, pinpoint it, but they feel there's something different about this place that makes me want to run to God. That makes me want to walk in freedom, that gives me hope inside that my life can change, or that I don't have to be bound for the rest of my life, or that I'm not called to be an addict for the rest of my life, because there's something shaking inside of me that tells me you've been called to be free. Son, daughter, the Most High God is your destiny. Respond to Him. Listen to His voice. Breathe the air of freedom in your soul. You're not engineered to live under oppression, lies, and bondage. You've been called to experience the forgiveness of God and to walk in freedom. That's what I'm talking about, the presence of God, the atmosphere of the presence of God. Some of you have already sensed it and felt that even this morning, as you've walked in this place. There's something deep within your soul stirring. Something calling you to be right with God. It's called the call of salvation. There's others that are here that you've been bound by lies and oppression deep within your soul. When you get into the presence of God, it starts to rattle, shake. It starts to be uncomfortable. You start to realize, why do I live bound? Why do I live in condemnation? Why do I live under this cloud? There's a sense of hope that starts to break through that tell you, no, that's not your destiny. You can live in a different way. It's the power of the presence of God. You are breathing, getting a glimpse of glory. It's a taste of heaven. It's a little rays through the clouds of the universe coming to your presence, describing you. There's a different culture that you've been called to, created for, destined for. And it's the presence of Jesus that brings it to us. The difference between Moses and us is that Moses was exposed to the glory. Oh, listen to me. You are a carrier of the glory. Moses would be exposed to the presence of God. Those of you that have bowed your knee to Jesus and opened up your heart and received the Holy Spirit, you are not exposed to His glory. You have been indwelt by the power of the Holy Spirit that has made your body His temple, and you carry the person, the glory of God within you. And so therefore, God is not only working without, He's working within, transforming you from the inside out. Which leads me to my third point. I want you to write this down. Listen, not only do we have bold access, not only do we become confident about our freedom, but number three, we become clear about our future. Clear about our future. Listen to what it says in verse 18. And we all, who are we all? We all that have trusted Christ, we all that have come to God, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed. Say transformed. You see, some of you are stuck, not transformed. Transformed implies that I'm not the same as who I was. Transformation means I'm leaving things behind and I'm growing to the next level. Transformation means that a metamorphosis is occurring in my life, and who I was is not who I am or who I will be. That I'm in the process of spiritual evolution. I am changing who I am. I'm not the person I was 5 years ago because God is working in my life. I am growing to maturity. I'm experiencing transformation. I'm not stuck forever where I was. I am becoming a different individual. Listen. We who unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is that Spirit. I love the way the King James says it. It says, we are changed from glory to glory. Hear me well. The moment that you came to Christ and surrendered your life to God, and the Holy Spirit came inside of you, that was not the end of your journey. Periodically, I'll run into someone, and their testimony is always the same. I just want to thank God, 20 years ago, I gave my life to Jesus. I was a sinner, gave my life to Jesus, now I'm saved. That's good. But like, there's a 20-year gap. I'm glad you got saved. But it sounds like there's nothing has happened in the last 20 years. You see, your salvation is the beginning of the journey of transformation, not the end of the story. Your salvation is the beginning of what theologians call sanctification, which is the transformation from glory to glory. The goal of the Christian life is not for you just to be forgiven. The goal of the Christian life is that you be transformed from glory to glory into the image of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, so that you love like Jesus, walk like Jesus, have mercy like Jesus, so that you are becoming more and more into the image of the Most High God. That is the essence of the gospel. And the Bible says that we go from glory to glory. It's like an elevator. Glory number one is floor one, glory one. I think a lot of people get off at floor one. And you've gone to glory, but you haven't gone to glory to glory. You get off at floor one and you say, well, this is nice, I'm saved. Yeah, but you know what? You're saved, but you're not really changing very much. You stop that glory. There is no glory to glory. But when you go to level two, it's glory to glory. And floor three, it's glory to glory. I don't know about you, but I want to go to the top of the glory. I want to go from glory to 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 glory until that day comes when I shed this body of sin and death and I'm radically transformed at what we call death, but in Scripture, it's called our glorification when I will see him face to face. That will be the day. But while I'm on earth, I'm being changed into the image of Jesus from glory to glory. And I want my life, and I'm praying for this congregation, that when people get around us, we have been people that have walked in the presence of Jesus so much that when people get around us, they sense the glory of God around us. They smell the aroma of Jesus, not in perfect people because we're not perfect, but in people that have been exposed to his presence. People that are changing, transformed, growing, evolving into what God has called us to be.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Presence. And tonight was the second half of his message called Am I Showing Yet? Join us again on the next Straight Talk as we continue our series called Presence. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find other helpful tools that can help you in your walk with God. Please do tell a friend about us as well. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around the city of Chicago. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would love to meet you. And when you come out, let us know that you heard about us from Straight Talk. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself. Thanks again for listening. We hope that you have a wonderful night, and please do join us again on the next Straight Talk.